Not only a win tonight, but a win against a divisional rival that's pretty close in the standings. What does that do for confidence in this group?
Well, it's a real big one to sway 2 points. Not that we have to pay too close attention. It's just we keep doing what we do and getting the job done and stacking up these wins. We climb higher in the standings, but also I think the belief factor, buying in more to what we do and how we do it, it just becomes more apparent every time we play a certain way. And it wasn't perfect tonight, of course, but we do it more times than not, more often during the game, we'll keep getting the results we're getting.
Did you feel like the star of your own movie tonight, first 37 seconds?
I'm just glad everything's over with, honestly. It's funny the way it works sometimes, but just I was on the end of a pretty good shift in play by my teammates, and yeah, it's nice to help contribute. And I'm wondering if my parents made it up to their seats yet or not, but I'll have to ask them after.
What was the feeling? What were people saying at 3-3 when they scored that goal to tie?
It's just we can't, you know, I think before is a little deflation, and it's like, you know, here we go, or oh no, you know, it doesn't matter how you get to that point. It doesn't matter if we just score 2 goals or they just score 2 goals. 3-3 hockey game, big game, who wouldn't want to be in that position? So you always got to focus on that. Bones is talking a lot and just saying, hey, we still got a great game here. And it can be our game. Let's go out and do it the right way. And we do, and we make a great play, and we finish it off, and then we hold the fort down. But it just, it's great for, like you said, the confidence and just the way we play, what we do when we get scored on, bad turnover, whatever it is. How do we come back the next shift, play the right way to sway momentum? And we've done that a lot lately.
8 goals the last time, 5 tonight. Are you guys starting to feel the confidence on the offensive end of the ice?
A little bit. We just want to keep doing it the right way. I mean, in that Dallas game, like, yeah, don't we want to score more than 1 goal, but yeah, but we focus defensively first and make sure we do the necessary things that lead to our offensive game, and then we'll get more opportunities and we'll score more. Yeah, but it's, I think doing it the right way over and over this last little stretch is, I think I said it, like our buy-in to that is more apparent, and the belief in doing that and playing the right way, knowing it's going to pay off. Just like it did for a shift, play the right way, we're going to face off, we get down there, we forecheck, turnover, everyone's in the right spots, and boom, we score. It's not always like that, but we're going to score more often when we do it like that.
Do you have to be careful when you're mic'd up?
I want to say I don't have that much of a potty mouth. I don't know, I'd have to wait and see, but I think it's more so my teammates around me. They can get a little out of hand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any names, but yeah, it's never me.
Do you get to a point where you stop thinking about it?
Yeah, like sometimes you just forget. But whenever they ask me, I really never care because I'm not overly talkative, but when I talk more, I tend to be more engaged in the game, so it helps me. So I don't even think about it or try not to think about it. But at the start, at least, you know you're going to earn it. So, all right, well, let's give them some content. But nothing crazy, but it does help me and get me talking a little more, which helps.
John, when do you think you'll think about that ceremony? Like when you put your head on the pillow and...
Yeah, I'll probably replay some stuff tonight. And yeah, just over time, looking back up to your career maybe, showing our kids when they get older, and I think that'll be pretty special. Getting to hold my daughter during it, and when she's a little older and she gets to see that and being on the ice, and then my other daughter who's in my wife's stomach, and she'll be popping out too when she's older and she can see where she was during that. So just little things that'll be cool to show the kids.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. Thank you.